Morning, Mr. Boomer. Trash troubles with LBC's Monday Morning News. I am Steve Lindell. Quoting, in April, due to unmet contract obligations with our current waste management provider, Prairie Creek Reservoir Park began the process of switching to a new waste management service, unquote. Those the words on a social media post from City of Muncie, which went on to say the new company has provided additional dumpsters. The staff is working to facilitate a smooth transition to the new service. Pictures from the public showed overflowing waste management dumpsters.
I'm Peter Colleen. A Muncie man facing a felony charge over allegations that he beat a child with a belt. The Star Press reporting 33-year-old Gary Lee Cooper III is charged with battery resulting in bodily injury to a person less than 14 years of age. He allegedly beat that child back on March 24th. Town of Pendleton will be improving various roadways between June 2nd and June 12th. The work is weather dependent and will include milling, resurfacing, heavy patching, and chip sealing. DC Construction will communicate scheduled paving dates to residents and business owners, and property owners will have access to their properties during that construction.
This week marks 79 years since D-Day, when the U.S. and its allies landed nearly 160,000 soldiers along the French coastline to fight Nazi Germany in Normandy.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander of the Allied Expeditionary Force, who later became the U.S.'s 34th president. More than 9,000 Allied soldiers were killed and wounded, but their sacrifice described by historians as the beginning of the end of World War II. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
What are the Colts doing now? George Bremer, insider from the Herald Bulletin.
A lot of this right now is just, you know, basic classroom stuff. You're taking what they've been learning since April in the meetings and putting it out there on the field now. So, you know, the speed, the intensity, the competitive nature of it, nowhere near where it's even going to be in training camp. But it's important first steps for these guys. You know, for a lot of them, they're still learning how to practice. And again, even, you know, it's a young team, so there's a lot of guys that are just adjusting to the NFL. But even the veterans on this club, you're still trying to learn Shane Steichen.
Was on the Daily Power Hour sports talk show recently on the new WMUN. Small school, big spelling. Congrats. That and National next on LBC.